This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Don Walker is here, Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. Hi.
Hi.
You are, what are we now, 2 weeks?
No.
1 week.
One week.
Oh, crapotes. It's 1 week from today.
Yes.
Callie, it's 1 week from today. Are you ready? Yeah, she's giving us the thumbs up. What are we talking about, Dawn? We're
talking about our biggest fundraiser event of the year, our only fundraiser of the year, Fairhope Celebrates Life.
Mm-hmm.
It is 1 week from today. That is Thursday, March 21st.
I think the first day of spring or thereabouts.
It is.
Yeah. Isn't it? Yeah, we're going to celebrate.
We are. Mm-hmm. It is at 5:30 at the Mill Event Center here in Lancaster. Yeah, we're super excited. We're just trying to get things done last minute and... Mm-hmm.
So as we are on the air today on Thursday, when do ticket sales, are they closed now or when are we closing out ticket sales?
We're going to be closing out ticket sales Monday.
But you've already, I think you've just about reached capacity,
haven't
you?
Yeah, we're worried about reaching capacity for the mill. We don't want to break fire
code. You don't
want
the fire marshal shutting you down right? And walking in with doing a head count and going, nah, you got too many.
No, we are really, really pleased. Right now we are just getting those items online to bid on our Greater Giving site. But we really need people to register to bid.
Okay.
I know last year it was all last minute. Like the bidding opens Tuesday,
mm-hmm.
the 19th. Yes, Tuesday the 19th.
Yeah, that's
at 8 a.m.
2 days before, right?
Yeah.
So you have about 2 days to do the online bidding.
Yes.
Okay. And then there will be you can still do the online even in person, right?
Yes. So that was a big hit last
year. So people sit at their phones at their table.
People were competing last mm-hmm. year at their table, like. Our director of clinical services, Tammy Little, we all joke about her yesterday at our meeting. It was like, don't let Tammy know what you're bidding on. And we will have silent in-person auction items mm-hmm. this year and mm-hmm. our live auction items.
So nice combination. And so live auction, what are we having? What are we doing with that? Because we haven't done that in a while, have we?
So we did a couple last year.
Okay.
I think we had three.
Okay.
This year we have... Dave Foltz, he's our auctioneer, and we have six.
Dave Foltz is your auctioneer?
Yeah.
From Foltz Ag?
Yeah.
Oh, I love Dave and Mary. Yeah. Great people.
So we have our live packages include things like tiny house stays in the Hocking Hills, Hocking Hills Lodge. We have a spa day at Ireland's. We have a bourbon tasting and bourbon and dinner with Justin Bruce
mm-hmm.
at his home. What else? There's a couple other things I'm missing. Oh, Key West trip.
Ooh.
1 week Key West trip.
Okay.
So there's a lot of really great things.
And so those are the live auction
yes.
items. So
yes.
you'll be there to, they'll be part of the presentation.
Part of the fun.
Dawn is here from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, home of the Pickering House. I'm going to give your contact information. Fairhopehospice.org. That's where you're going to get all your event information for the Celebrate Life event. You can call 740-654-7077, or if you're in the long-distance areas, 800-994-7077. Wait a second. I can't hear you. I can hear you now.
Can you hear me? Okay.
I can hear you now. And I don't know. Is long-distance still a thing?
Does it exist? I don't know.
I'm sure it is. Otherwise, you'd get rid of that 800 number, and we wouldn't need it anymore. Wouldn't have to say it. We're talking about the Fairhope Celebrates Life event 1 week. From
yes.
today as we record on Thursday here or on Thursday. You got some major sponsors of this event.
We do. We would really like to thank Team Logic and Cryo Communications mm-hmm. are our two top sponsors. But we have a lot of others. North End Press, Action Coach, Lux Rehabilitation, Fairfield Federal, Merchants National Bank. It goes on and on and on. VNCB.
Mm-hmm. That's Vinton County
VCNB.
National Bank. VCNB. Yes. Vinton
yes.
County National Bank.
Yeah, Fairfield County Foundation, Sitterly Law Park National Bank. It goes on and on. If mm-hmm. you go to our Facebook page, Fairhope Hospice and Pickering House, you can click on our bidding site and you can mm-hmm. see all of our sponsors.
You've gotten more sponsor support this year than ever before.
Yeah.
Ever.
It's huge. Yeah. It's the community support for this event, and not just Fairfield County, Hocking County, Perry County. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Yeah, it's because Fairhope is all over the area.
Yes, and when we've approached people to tell them about the event, to request sponsorships or auction items, it's always yes,
right,
for one or the other. It's,
right,
we've not been turned down.
Great community support, great business support, and lots of tickets sold too for this event.
Yes, we have a lot of tickets sold. We will be closing ticket sales on Monday.
Right,
but you can still register to bid. Please register to bid. We have so many items. I think there's 102 items listed right now on our Greater Giving website.
That's a lot more than last year.
Yes, and they're great packages. Mm-hmm. We've put a lot of things together to make them worth your while.
Right. Okay, so let's talk about the online process, the auction process. How does it work?
So go to our Facebook page. You can click on the bidding site itself. Mm-hmm. There's a link. We have posted it multiple times. Mm-hmm. Click on that link and register.
And the bidding doesn't open up till Tuesday.
Tuesday at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. And if you were registered last year for 2023, you don't have to re-register, but when you log in, you'll have to make sure you're in the 2024 site.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's at the top left of the page. So when you get in there, you'll notice if you were logged in for last year.
Okay. Is it one of those you have to remember your password for?
Maybe, but it's really easy to get.
Okay, I was going to say.
If you have an iPhone, it'll remember your password for you.
They do, except that sometimes they don't.
Right.
And then you're like.
Oh, right.
I average, I think, three a week that,
yes,
I have to recover passwords or reset. It's just so many things. And
yes.
And that's now the two-factor where you got to get the little six-digit
code. Yep.
Exactly.
So it's very easy to re-register.
Right. But we want people to register and bid online.
You have to go online. Get online now and look at these packages. They are unbelievable.
All right. Don Walker is here. I'm going to say your full name. Don Leg Walker.
Yes.
But how I usually say it is Don Leg Walker.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're with Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. You are the something and something person. What do you do?
I'm the marketing manager.
Something and something person.
So I lead our group of community education coordinators.
Which is Laura.
Laura Kennedy and Laura Arnold. And then we have Alyssa Barnicott. She's our behind the scenes gal.
Have you ever asked Alyssa to go by the name Laura? So you have three, the Lauras?
It is already too confusing.
It's the Lauras of Fairhope. Yeah, I know. And by the way, I saw Laura Arnold recently. It was at the safety fair. And
yes,
she represented very well.
I've got some amazing Lauras.
You got the amazing Lauras, yes. Okay, so the Fairhope Celebrates Life event 1 week from today, as we're on Thursday. And I know that awards are a big part of this because you're recognizing those folks who really get the mission of hospice.
Yes.
And so what awards, not necessarily the people because that would be a spoiler, but what awards do you give out?
So we give out the President's Leadership Award. We have the Heart of Hospice Award, the Virginia L. Pickering Philanthropic Award. I'm super excited for the winner of that one. Partners in Excellence Award and the Gordon B. Snyder Award.
There are two prominent names there. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Gordon Snyder, Dr. Gordon Snyder, instrumental in the founding of hospice and also the Pickering House.
Yes.
And then Virginia Pickering, of course, naming it after her parents.
Yes. And I've been tasked, I'm on the venue committee.
Okay.
So me and a couple other gals, we were in charge of the venue and the table decor mm-hmm. of the whole facility. My part of that was going through history, 40 years of history in boxes, basically, before we took pictures on our cell phones and posted on Facebook. And the pictures of Gordon B. Snyder and Virginia L. Pickering, it's just really inspiring and what they did for this agency. And he did a proposal for the Pickering House on why a hospice house is needed. And we even found the little brochure of what we were passing out for that proposal to get the community on board.
And it took years.
Yeah.
It wasn't something that we said, okay, we need to do this. Okay, go do it. No, it took fundraising. It took finding the right property.
Yes.
It was a multi-year process.
Yes. So going through the last 40 years and what makes this event so special when you get there, on the table, we will have newspaper articles that you can pass around and read, and just what Fairhope has done and the support from the community over 40 years. I hate to use the word blessing, but I felt really blessed to be a part of this agency after reading and digging into the history.
You are part of something that is far greater than one individual.
Yeah.
And you know, together you make something. It's that 1 and 1 = 3,
yes,
where you all contribute and create something far greater than you could do on your own.
Yes.
It's So pretty
Thank
cool.
You.
Pretty
Thank
cool.
You. Yeah.
Looking forward to the event. We'll talk the day of, and I'm sure that you or somebody will be here to just be in a frazzle at that point.
Yes.
Getting
so
last
we look
details.
Forward to it.
Online auction bidding opens Tuesday. And ticket closes out on Monday.
Monday, yeah. So, go on our Facebook page and get registered to bid today.
Sounds good. Dawn, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.